Our Farm Highlights guest today is Mrs. Ralph Olson of near Ellsworth, hostess to the WHO National Plowing Match in 1947, recently returned with a group of other Midwestern housewives from a tour of Europe. When Mrs. Olson came back from overseas, she stopped in Des Moines long enough to be with us on our Corn Belt Hour for just a few minutes. Perhaps some of our listeners recall that visit. We certainly didn't cover everything we had in mind at that time. We know we won't cover it all in this short, brief period we'll be together now. But we do want to say to you, Mrs. Olson, welcome back, and I'm sure that you're glad to be back.
I certainly am, Herb.
There were how many women on this trip?
31.
I see. And a few of them were right from here in central Iowa, weren't
they? Yes, Mrs. Lawrence Rickey from Williams.
Right from your own Hamilton County?
Yes.
Good. Well, I know that you had an interesting time together. Well, we ought to hurry along. You were in 9 different countries, I recall you saying, on the Corn Belt Hour. You traveled by air. You were going all the time. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
You were going steady.
Oh, yes, steady, I should say.
Every minute.
Every minute.
How'd you keep track of things?
You mean how what we were to do?
What you were doing.
Oh, what we were doing? Well, by our diary.
You kept a diary?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you got it here?
Yes, I have.
Read just a little out of it. I better make sure what you're reading. Yeah, it's all right, I'm sure. Where is this from?
This was one day in Brussels.
Mm-hmm. Read just a part of it, down toward the last.
Okay. We shopped till nearly 4:50, and of course that was just an hour shopping that we had because we had just... We had just come from the city hall where they had shown us around.
It's quite to be expected, I guess, that women would do some shopping.
Oh, yes, but we didn't get near enough time.
Oh, yes.
Then came home and got ready for tea at the U.S. Embassy. Got back to the hotel at 6:30 and dressed for a buffet supper given by the Belgian and American women. Had roundtable discussion afterwards on the Marshall Plan, hygiene, schools, ECA, farm women, delinquent children, and refugee problem.
And
to bed late.
To bed late. I'm sure that was true a lot of times. Well, you would indicate from that little statement that you were very well received in the different parts of Europe.
Yes, we felt as if we were. There wasn't any time that we felt as if they resented us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, you spent some time in Germany, and since that's a country in which a great many of us are interested, because a lot of our boys are still over there, did you spend any time with any of the German people themselves?
Yes, we did. We had German people with us most of the time we were there. German people that were working some for the government now, or the U.S. government. And then we were at refugee camps where German women were had taken over, you know, and were managing the camps.
Did you get out to any German homes?
Yes. We got out to one farm home. It was quite a ways in the country. They took us, the agriculture man.
How did you, what were your thoughts as you were out there?
Well, it was really primitive. The kitchen was, just kind of a real small, dark place. The stove was built into the wall, it seemed to us, and I think there was only one small table. I don't know how the lady managed to cook anything that way, but...
It's quite a contrast from your own kitchen, I happen to know. Would you say that all through Europe you saw the equipment rather on the crude side in the homes, and was the same true for farm machinery?
Yes, it was. Although I was on one farm in France, that they had quite a bit of good farm machinery, but the equipment in the home, in the kitchen, was still pretty crude. They had plenty of help, so they didn't have to have.
Another question in that general theme. Did you find a number of the places, or most of the places, where the house and the barn is still pretty close together?
Oh, yes. This farm in Germany, the cows were kept right in the built barn, right off the kitchen. So it'd be handy for the housewife to do her milking.
Yes, quite an idea. It's one of those things I never could quite get over in the times that I saw them in the different countries there. Did you come in contact with any of the people there who might have had some, were recipients, shall we say, of some of the packages sent by our WHO listeners over there?
Yes, one man met me in Amsterdam. My husband's sister, Mrs. Reister, had been sending them packages for several years, and she wrote and told him that I was coming to Amsterdam, and he met me.
He did?
At the station.
What did he say?
Well, he said that he just wanted to tell me how glad he was to have gotten so many nice things from my sister-in-law. He couldn't see her, so he thought it was the best way he could do was to see me.
Wasn't that nice of him? I'm sure that's the way a great many of them feel over there. They're so grateful for what has been done. Well, Mrs. Olson, it looks as though that time is, well, almost more than gone. Wherever you went, though, you apparently were well received. Everybody was anxious to give you a friendly reception.
Yes, and do everything they could to show us a nice time.
Thanks a lot to you, Mrs. Olson. In the work of a radio farm director, there are many opportunities to be with a lot of nice people everywhere, all over the state, all over the Midwest. Recently, we were up in northwest Iowa, near Marcus in Cherokee County. And there we had occasion to visit with a couple that has done a lot of good community work in their particular neighborhood and for their county. It was a pleasure visiting with them because, well, for one thing, they're faithful listeners to WHO, and for another thing, they do take such a keen interest in their community. They're Mr. and Mrs. William Ament of near Marcus, and I understand, Mrs. Ament, that you do sort of tune in to us quite a lot.
Especially to Des Moines, and when you're on, it's just a must on our listening schedule.
Oh, you're the kind of a customer we like to have. I'm awfully glad we had a chance to check with you on this. Maybe I ought to check with you, though, if you really do listen. Do you remember any incidents?
Definitely. On April 1st this year, when you got down to the radio station about 3 a.m., that was really a day that we listened.
You mean the time that Mrs. Plambeck intentionally or unintentionally set that alarm clock 2 hours ahead of time, and I did get down there so very early because, of course, we didn't want to wake up the baby, and by putting the light on and looking at the clock. So there I was. Apparently you enjoyed that quite a bit.
Very much, and we almost feel like we know little Mary. She must be very sweet.
Well, if you wanted me to get on that subject, I can go quite a ways. As for that morning, you enjoyed that a little bit more than I did, actually. And frankly, I don't think Mrs. Plambeck tried to do that intentionally. Well, to get to some of these other things, and after all, that's what we set out to do originally, Bill, we ought to know a little bit about the farm and about your program there, livestock, poultry, and crops.
Well, farm 160 acres, and we have general farming there. I go in a little stronger maybe for hogs. I have 240 pigs and raise some soybeans. I raised Hawkeye soybeans last year, certified, and I have raised Clinton oats.
You kind of go in for some of these new things, then?
Occasionally, yes. I think it's well worthwhile. Everything advances, and a fellow might as well try to keep up with it.
That's a well-worded statement, Bill. We do see progress throughout the realm of agriculture, and we might just as well try and keep up with it. Mrs. Ament, let's talk a little about the community program, about some of the work that you do. What are some of the things that you particularly stress in your community activities?
My favorite one, of course, is 4-H. There I've worked with the 4-H girls in the county for 8 years, being on the county committee for 6 years. And it's just such a thrill working with them, and I have also been very active in school and church work all kinds of community enterprises.
You mentioned 4-H first. You've had some children then?
Oh, definitely. I have a son and a daughter who were both 4-H'ers.
Where are they now?
Well, Dick is at Iowa State, Ames, and the daughter lives, Phyllis, lives at Elkhart near Des Moines.
She's married then?
Yes, she is Mrs. Henry Bowles, and they have two sons.
You have some future 4-H'ers coming up then?
Definitely. If Bill and Stevie aren't 4-H'ers, I'll be very disappointed.
I'm sure they will be. I don't think you'll need to worry about being disappointed in the least. Bill, what about some of the activities, some of the drives that you've been on, things that you have done to help out when the occasion demanded it?
Oh, I've been out for Red Cross and bond drive and the crop drive and almost anything that comes along. Well, they generally pick on the guy that's used to going around, I guess.
On the crop drive, you're thinking particularly the one of last winter.
Yes, sir.
Did the response show up pretty well there?
Oh, yes. It was good.
What is the story in general on the response to the different drives? After all, we sometimes wonder, here's one drive comes along, and before it's finished, there's two others started sometimes. And yet, they all seem to be important and necessary.
Well, the people as a general are pretty good. They're nice. They're not rough. They don't insult you, even if you do come on their place often. They're nice about it, so...
You state your purpose, and you explain the cause, and it is a worthy cause, so they do the best they can in regard to that cause.
That's right.
I'm sure that you've stated it pretty much the way others who've done a lot of community work would state it, because after all, someone must do this sort of work, and it is necessary that it be done. Mrs. Ament, coming back to you, how do you feel about the community activities and the number of people who participate in them and those who assume leadership work?
I think we need definitely more leaders. Too many people do not realize the necessity of the community work, and I neglect a lot of tasks at home to enter into this work, but I'd rather have my brain dusted than my furniture.
Well, I think I see what you mean. You'd rather be working with some of these community things that need doing, that are for the good of all, and not only for the community, but the state, the nation, and the world, too, than to be just concerned about your own individual desires or needs.
That's right, and I never hear the word say I'm a housewife, but I don't think of that person being married to the house.
Well, of course, the housewives do have a job, and I know that they all do that job as well as they can, but in addition, some of you do some extra things, too. I understand, Mrs. Ament, that you folks are considering bringing a displaced person to your farm.
Yes, the help in our particular community is almost desperate, and we do need help very badly to carry on our work on the farm. And we have had some wonderful recommendations from people who have had these people, and we're willing to give one a try.
What do you hope to get? I mean, from what country do you expect the displaced person to come?
I think from Lithuania is where ours will come from.
From Lithuania. Well, I understand there are a number of those who have come to this country, and they're doing very well. By the way, Bill, do you speak Lithuanian pretty well?
Oh, just well.
Believe it or not.
Maybe the Lithuanian, however, will learn to speak English as well.
That's possible. He'd better.
Yes, that's one of the questions, of course, is this language question. But even so, that isn't too great a barrier, and it's one that they would want to overcome anyway. It's been a real pleasure visiting with you folks, and Mrs. Ament, if you do get the displaced person, I hope you'll let us hear from you about how things are going, how he likes you, and how you folks like him.
It'll be a privilege. I'll be very happy to report on what progress we make.
We'll look forward to that. Thanks a lot to you, Mr. and Mrs. William Ament of Near Marcus in Cherokee County, for telling us about some of your community interests, because we do appreciate very much the good work that so many of our listeners are doing in community activities for worthy causes.